Have you managed to pay your rent since lockdown kicked in? Many South Africans are struggling too, and we know this from our conversations with each other, but now there's research that actually bears this out. The reality that unemployment and loss of income from the coronavirus outbreak has left many people unable to pay their residential rent come the end of the month. The first ever flow finding survey uncovered some really worrying statistics, and Flow co-founder and CEO Gil Sperling is on the line to tell us more about it. Gil, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for being with us today. Just start by telling me first.
Thanks for having me.
It's a good to have you on. Tell me, who exactly did you interview in the survey, Gil?
So we're a rental platform, and we've got just over 80,000 tenants who have registered and use the platform. So these are tenants, residential tenants, who use it to engage with the landlord and to pay their rent, and to find listings as well. And so the people are generally ages 25 to 45. We call them Generation Rent, with varying amounts of household income. So we've got a pretty good representation of the South African rental market. It's a big enough sample size to be as close as possible to representing the response of all tenants in South Africa, we hope, statistically.
Right. What percentage of those you sampled can either not afford to pay their rent in full or can't afford to pay it at all?
Yeah, so there's about 25% of people who actually cannot afford to pay the rent, and 37% are struggling. So there are very few tenants who can continue to pay their rent in full. And if you consider that that rent is the most expensive item every month that you're spending on, it's generally 30% of your income. And so that is really where tenants are going to go to in terms of trying to have any sort of relief in terms of surviving financially.
So this is an interesting thing. They're staying in these various places. As the law stipulates, they have to continue staying in them anyway until lockdown is over. But they actually cannot afford to stay there, and nor can their landlords really afford to keep them there.
Yes, and I think that's a great point, because one should actually consider that both tenants and landlords are hard hit. I think all of us are hard hit with the current crisis. The landlord who owns the property generally is geared and has a bond and has borrowed money for the investment with the bank. And they're also in turn trying to have these negotiations with the bank to give them some sort of relief on the repayment. So the landlord is also quite stricken and struggles to provide a relief back to the tenant. However, what we've seen is that there are often conversations between the tenant and the landlord, and there is some flexibility from the landlords, but there are also those that are actually being quite hard about it and have given no relief to the tenant or demanding the full rent, and some are even starting evictions. It's a lower percentage. Collectively, that's just over 20%, but the rest are having the positive conversations and are trying to find a way to make it work, because actually there's no choice.
Yes. And evictions are illegal right now, right?
Yes, that's right. So they are illegal. However, there was a regulation passed, if I'm not mistaken, a few days back, where tenants are allowed to move once, and there is allowed to be movement once. So there is some sort of reprieve, that really helps. But yes, it's a tough time.
I understand you're offering certain incentives for people to pay their rent during these uncertain times. What are the options, Gil?
So as a platform, even before COVID-19, a large part of it for us was behavioral economics. We were trying to create incentive for tenants to be better tenants, because obviously that means ultimately a better investment for the landlord. And even today we are offering that, and tenants on our platform, if they are good tenants, have access to discounts on prepaid electricity, on prepaid data and airtime, and even at some retailers. the more important part of that. So that continues, and there is, I guess, some way to find saving and improve affordability at a time like this. So certainly that's a place where tenants are going, but I think more importantly, the science behind it is what we try to do is create that positive affirmation and goodwill. That's probably the most important thing that a landlord can do right now, and really where he has any sort of leverage or power. So the fact that you have paid me rent and I give you a little thank you gift is enough to form goodwill, it's enough to create more loyalty, it's enough to create better retention. And that's really what we believe landlords should be doing now at a time like this, is really just to improve that relationship with the tenants. To be able to prolong a stronger relationship.
All right. Gil, thank you very much for your insight into this. Gil Sperling, he's the Flow co-founder and CEO.